I'm NASCAR Steven. It's time for the Fast Lane. Seems like silly season cranked up a notch this week. First off, Levine Family Racing announced they're going to be ending their 10-year run in the Cup Series. A team spokesman stated this week that a combination of the outbreak, a drop in new construction, which is their main source of income, and the cost of keeping their alliance with Joe Gibbs Racing were the main factors. This set up a domino effect with a leaked Joe Gibbs Racing decision to release Eric Jones after 2020, in turn giving the seat to Christopher Bell for next season. In the final announcement for the week, Penske Racing announced they signed Brad Keselowski to a one-year contract extension. And also this week, NASCAR officials announced the starting lineup and pit stall procedures for all three top series for the rest of the year. Instead of the random draw by owner points, they will use metrics based on team performance in three areas throughout the season. 50% of the score will be based on finishing positions, 35% on point standings, and 15% on fast race laps. During the playoffs, the contenders will get the top spots and then they'll fill with the rest. They're also adding the choose rule that was used during the All-Star race at Bristol. It'll be used for all oval track restarts. All this begins this weekend at MIS and will remain in effect for the rest of the season. All three series race this weekend, but at two different tracks. The Xfinity teams are at the road course racing at Road America in Wisconsin. Justin Allgaier is the most recent active winner, claiming the checkers on this 4-mile, 14-turn road course in 2018. You can catch full coverage of the Xfinity series race at noon Saturday on NBCSN. The trucks fire up the action tonight at MIS. John Hunter Nemechek will be racing in this one. You can catch coverage beginning at 6 p.m. tonight on FS1. The Cup teams are running a doubleheader at MIS this weekend, and not sure there's really a favorite here. Kurt Busch, Matt Kenseth, Joey Logano, and Kevin Harvick share the lead in wins with three each. Denny Hamlin and Ryan Newman have two each, and Kyle Busch, Clint Bowyer, and Jimmy Johnson are prior winners. Kenseth leads with 14 top 5s and 22 top 10s, and Chase Elliott tops the driver ratings, followed by Kenseth, Harvick, Logano, and Brad Keselowski. Ford top Chevy 39-26, and Roush Racing leads the Wood Brothers 13-11 here. Joey Logano is the defending champ of the Firekeepers 400. You can catch full coverage of that 4 p.m. Saturday on NBCSN. And Kevin Harvick is the defending champ of Sunday's Consumers Energy 400. Coverage begins at 4:30 on NBCSN. I'm NASCAR Steven. That's your Fastlane for Friday, August 7th. Brought to you by Meekhoff Tire and Gaylord, family-owned and go-to guys for everything automotive. Plus, they have Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal tires at the best prices.